Russia claims a key victory in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Russian defense minister says Mariupol has been captured with the complete liberation of a steel plant that had been the last line of defense in a three-month siege of that city. There's been no official response from Ukraine, but hundreds of Ukrainian fighters had recently evacuated the plant, turning themselves over to the Russians. The U.S. still sending weapons to Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We're doing it mostly with an eye towards what does Ukraine need in the fight that they're in right now. And the consistent answer that we get back is they need long-range fires.
Meaning weapons that fire long-range. Meantime, a $40 billion Ukraine aid bill that won final approval yesterday in Congress is being flown to the president for his signature. He's in South Korea, the start of a six-day Asian trip. Vice President Kamala Harris visiting a high school in Virginia to highlight infrastructure funding for new zero-emission school buses. There are nearly 500,000 school buses in the U.S., the nation's largest form of mass transit. A wild ride on Wall Street, the Dow swinging out of a 600-point drop to finish higher, up nearly 9 points, though still down for the week, the first eight-week slide in 90 years. The S&P also finishing higher, narrowly avoiding the official start of a bear market. Some encouraging words from the St. Louis Fed chief, who thinks the central bank should be more aggressive with rate hikes to fight inflation, pushing a key interest rate past 3%.
And to get to 3.5%, they could have to go close to a percentage point increase. We'll have to see how this plays out. But the Federal Reserve uses increasing interest rates to slow demand, the goal to do it subtly enough not to trigger a recession. Bullard sees the economy slowing now, but believes it will pick up at the end of the year, and he thinks they can avoid a recession.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence in St. Louis. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
An arrest and a call to action in Chicago after a deadly shooting last night at a fast food restaurant.
Chicago police say what started as a fight inside a downtown McDonald's ended with shots fired. Two dead, seven injured in a trail of blood that stretched from the restaurant to a nearby CTA station. The suspected shooter in custody with police on the hunt for a second suspect.
There's also another individual down inside the CTA platform that obstructs the officers from making the arrest, and that person is also charged.
Brown also once again urging prosecutors in Chicago to get tough on crime, as shootings in the area, a tourist destination, have skyrocketed this year, over 200%. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Chicago already had a curfew in place in certain areas for young people and is focusing in part on trying to keep teens engaged with safe activities. Just getting word of a tornado in Michigan's northern lower peninsula. The National Weather Service confirming it. Early reports of damage in Gaylord, a community of about 4,200 people northwest of Detroit, but no details yet. Wimbledon gets punished for banning some players over the war in Ukraine.
The ATP and WTA Friday announced they will not award ranking points for Wimbledon this year, an unprecedented decision in response to All England Club, which hosts the Grand Slam event, deciding to ban players from Russia and Belarus from competing over the invasion of Ukraine. That announcement back in April drew criticism from the tours, forcing players like Daniil Medvedev, Andrei Rublev, and Arina Sabalenka out of the major tournament. Now with no ranking points in place, Wimbledon effectively becomes an exhibition event in terms of the ability for players to move up and down the world standard. standings. All England calling Friday's move, quote, damaging to all players. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Oil prices getting back over $112 a barrel as gas prices hit another new record for an 11th day. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.